Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Franchise Interviews, where for over 4 years we've been asking the franchise entrepreneurs to own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show today. We're meeting with Bill Warner, Max Muscle Sports Nutrition Vice President of Franchise Development, and Kristen Wood, franchisee of Max Muscle Sports Nutrition Franchise Opportunity. And established in 1991 by former NFL linebacker Joe Wells, Max Muscle Sports Nutrition is America's premier sports nutrition retail outlet and franchise system. And that's coming up on segment two of Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Who's helping build America one small business at a time? Franchise Inc., a free consulting service.
For years, Franchise Inc., a national company, has been helping people franchise their business concept and help folks like you own a franchise.
With over 2,500 franchise systems out there, it can be awfully confusing. Don't take chances with your future. At Franchise Inc., we've done the homework for you. We can help match your interests and background with the franchise that's right for you. And we only work with proven franchise systems with a solid reputation and track record of success.
The consultants at Franchise Inc. can help you with your short and long-term wealth strategy.
Give us a call today and we'll send you free our best-selling book, Solving the Puzzle of Owning a Franchise.
Remember, it's not just owning a franchise, but finding the right one for you. Call us at 800-961-0420 for a quick consultation to discuss what's important to you, your business, and your future.
The service is free. The book is free. What do you have to lose? Find the business that's right for you.
Call Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420. That's Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneurs of all. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And today's show is being brought to you by Franchise Times Magazine. Franchise Times is the only magazine that targets both franchisors and multi-unit franchisees, and it's a plus read for anyone looking to buy a franchise. How you doing today, Don? Welcome back.
I'm doing fine, Marty. How about you? How are you and your family this week?
Good. Everyone's doing well. You know, getting ready for spring dawn. You know, it's again. I think I've been getting a little anxious. You know, but just winter's as I've been saying for the last 2 months, have been pretty brutal up here. So, just looking forward to March. You know, and signs of spring.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are looking forward to just being able to spend more time outside, warmer weather, get all the snow melted. And it's what's nice about this part of the country with the change of seasons. It's nice.
So
you get sick of the cold,
you
get to the warm as soon as you, like I know deep into the summer, I'm more of a colder weather guy. I like it when it starts getting cooler in the fall. I like the change of seasons.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. You know, I mean, I would say, you know, the winters here in Pennsylvania, and I know New Jersey, sometimes are brutal, you know, but then you have this appreciation for spring and summer and all, you know. I would miss all four seasons if I didn't have that, you know. If I, you know, lived down in a place like Florida, you know, it's, I would really miss all four seasons. So, you know, as much as sometimes I complain, you know, it's still a great part of the country. Here's an interesting fact for you, Don. I was on the break. Did you know that we have over 13,000 minutes of franchise recording material now on Franchise Interviews? You can imagine that, 13,000 minutes.
That's my favorite number, 13.
That's a lot of stuff.
So, yeah.
So I know it was your birthday that day, you know. So yeah. That's a lot. You know, it makes us, you know, and we've been tagged, I haven't told you this, the oldest franchise radio show on the planet. So I wanted to give you that surprise today as well. We've been tagged by a couple sources out there as being the oldest. So
it's about 216 shows, right? I guess
it's about, yeah, it's, I think it's 215 up to this point. Yeah. And that's amazing, isn't it? I mean, just all the material, how much learning has been done by our listening audience and us as well. I mean, really, it's been quite amazing. Every show we seem to learn something. Our last show, Don, we met with Miroslava Marinova. I love that name. It has a nice ring to it. She's the senior research analyst for FranData. And FranData is an independent research company that tracks and analyzes the franchise industry. And they recently released their franchise compensation report for 2011. This was a very different show for us. We haven't done too much like this in, you know, over the 4 years we've been doing the show. And I think these reports provide great value to the franchise community. You know, I mean, over the years, Don, we've had some great new franchise opportunities on the show. You know, many of them mentioned that when they started franchising, it's a totally different animal for them, you know. And
right.
How do you know what to pay a CEO? You know what I mean? It's so these reports, I think, can really help new franchises, old franchises, really make some wise and sound decisions for their franchise. And that, of course, those wise decisions get trickled on down to the franchisee as well. Did you have any thoughts on last week or anything?
Well, I know we wanted to have
you?
Them on for a long time, and so we're happy to have them on. They're so well-known in franchising. Great people work at FranData. You know, it's important for companies to make decisions. They need up-to-date data. As simple as that. You know, whether a franchise system on what to pay either top management or their staff, you know, different levels of management for, you know, for lenders to make decisions on whether to lend to an individual when you're deciding, a lender's deciding on whether to approve a startup or expansion type loan. You know, one part of it is the strength of the borrower, and can this person, you know, what's their experience, credit score, do they have the down payment, reserve, outside income? So, but the other part of it, Marty, is, you know, what's the franchise that they're investing in? And, you know, do we have enough information on this franchise? How many units? How long they've been around? Has there been any problems, any failures within the system? And FranData has their bank credit reports, which are very popular in the industry. And our company has been able to get loan approvals based on the fact that our lender was able to get this report, which explained all the good and if there's any bad on that particular system. So it's important to have a leader in the franchise industry to supply this type of information.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think Mira actually works on that report as well. You know, so it was nice. It's weird, you know, it took us so long to have them on the show, you know, but I'm glad we finally did, you know, and I don't want to wait 4 years to have them back, you know.
I'm glad Mira laughed when I asked her how come we weren't part of her reports lately there.
She had a sense of humor, which is good. You know? So maybe next year, you know, but Yeah, it was a good show. I've been a big fan of Fran Data. You know, I know you referenced some in some of the current event articles. When I was in Greece, Athens, Greece, Don, I referenced some of their stats, when I was talking about franchising. So that's the part they play in franchising. I mean,
right.
A very respectable company. So, yeah, she did a great job. And, again, I'd love to have them back. And today we have an interesting show, too, don't we?
Yeah, and I've been working with this company for a few years, a real fine company called Max Muscle, Bill Warner, who I know, and he is the VP of Franchise Development, and then we're having on a franchisee, which we always like to have, which we've been doing more of the last year and a half or so. Her name's Kristen Wood. She's a franchisee of Max Muscle Sports Nutrition, so looking forward to today's show.
Yeah, they had some accolades too, Don. Let's see here. Entrepreneur Magazine rated them as a top retail franchise in 2010, a top 500 franchise in 2010, and by Military Times Magazine as a 2010 best for vets business. So they had some great accolades as well. And it's interesting. They were started by the NFL guy. What's his name? I'll have to ask them. But it was started by an NFL football player. And it's on the tip of my tongue, and I'll come back.
Yeah, his name is Joe Wells. I forgot
Joe
it, too,
Wells,
for a second. Joe Wells.
Okay.
Yeah, he was an NFL linebacker. This was back in the he established this franchise back in the early 90s.
Yeah, so that was interesting as well, you know. So, yeah, so I'm looking forward to having those guys on the show. I know you have some announcements, some franchise shows taking place, I think, in your backyard.
I guess March 5th and 6th. I just can't believe how quickly these weeks go by. It's already next weekend, not this weekend, the weekend of March 5th and 6th, the New York, New Jersey, the Franchise and Business Opportunities Expo, and then they're out in Denver the weekend of the 19th and 20th of March.
Right.
And you can go to usfranchiseexpos.com to find out about all the specifics on the show. So.
Always want a popular one too. Yeah. Are you going to go to that one? Are you thinking about it? Or
yeah, I was. I'm pretty sure I'll go one of the days. And
right.
So I haven't been there the last couple of years because usually it coincides with a few other national shows that we usually exhibit at. So I'd like to see what's going
That's
on
great.
Locally.
Okay. Good.
Here, Marty. Here's an article. That's through All Business. .com, the franchise community entrepreneurs. Business owners can gather a lot of information and insight merely from talking with and listening to one another. And here's a person who recently attended the IFA show, the International Franchise Association, which was in Las Vegas, the 51st annual. And he discovered this person who's not a franchisor or a franchisee. But he discovered in general that, just from speaking to people, that more people are optimistic. As a whole, franchising expanded in 2010, so that's a good sign. Also, America depends upon the franchise economy. According to projections, by the end of the year, the industry's nearly 800,000 establishments will employ 7.8 million Americans and have revenues just short of $740 billion. That's how major the franchise industry is on the economy as a whole. But, of course, money remains tight. Almost everyone I spoke to agrees credit is hard to come by, but he feels there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And this is Steve Caldera, IFA's new president and CEO. But it's a 40-watt bulb. The question is, how can we make it a 75- or 100-watt bulb in a still challenging economic environment? Does that make the great quotes in franchising?
It does, yeah. We're going to have to get Steve to call in and actually say it, though. So,
yeah.
That's a great idea. Yeah, I'm going to have to remember that. I love that.
Next is adopt a servant mentality. One of the world's most successful franchises, 7-Eleven, has a corporate culture based on servant leadership. According to Joseph DePinto, the company's CEO, he said this means leading with influence versus leading with power. In this business model, CEOs don't reside at the top of the pyramid, but rather at the bottom, where they serve the customers who occupy the most exalted position.
Wow.
You're a professor. You might understand that more than I do.
I do understand. It's kind of a long explanation, but you know, and it's funny. It's coincidental that I actually wrote a paper on 7-Eleven last weekend. And they're just an amazing company, Don, particularly in Japan. I don't know if you know how huge they are out in Asia, but they're amazing. It's incredible, the system that they have out there. It's a little different than what we have out here in the States.
Wow, yeah. I'd be interested in you know, taking a look at that when you have that copy. Next one is be prepared, really prepared. You know, Lynette McKee, a senior VP at Checkers Drive-In Restaurants, believes entrepreneurs and employees alike always should have a plan B and a plan C.
Mm-hmm.
Important. Next one is a topic that we've always discussed, even with our guests. It says everyone is an entrepreneur. Some people define an entrepreneur as the person who started the business, but I talk to franchisors and franchisees who all consider themselves entrepreneurs. Caldera believes franchisees are entrepreneurs in every sense of the word. Every day they're on the front lines. They know what works and what doesn't.
Wow.
I'm also someone who believes that franchisees are entrepreneurs. I think there's different levels of entrepreneurs. But that franchisee still had to decide which franchise. They still have to work and hire a staff and expand and maybe diversify into other. If you own 2-3 different franchises, and you know, I mean, you know, that's an entrepreneur. You had to make all the right decisions, even though you're not fully 100%. You're the owner of that franchise, but you don't make all the detailed decisions because a lot of it's done for you. But that's the
it's a good point.
The course that particular investor and entrepreneur chose.
Yeah, it's a great topic. I mean, how do you say someone who take a guy like Jim Rudolph? He's the current CEO of Venus. You know,
right.
And at one time, Don, I think he owned, what was it, 40 Wendy's? Or 39
right.
Wendy's, what I think, when he sold it. How do you say he's not an entrepreneur, you know?
Right.
I mean, it all comes down to the definition of the entrepreneur. You know, like Dr. Scott Shane, he defines entrepreneurship as somebody who takes a risk, where Michael Gerber defines it as somebody who actually creates the system. That's the true entrepreneur. But I agree with you, though. I agree that franchisees are entrepreneurs. They're just different types of entrepreneurs, and it's,
right.
it's scale.
And the last point, Marty, never stop innovating. Incoming IFA chair Jack Earl, a McDonald's franchisee, said the iconic franchise encourages innovation. You must remain current, he says, and meet the changing needs of consumers. As McDonald's founder Ray Kroc said, recalled Earl, when you're green, you're growing. When you're ripe, you rot.
That's right.
We should try to get him on the phone, Ray Kroc.
All these great quotes you're citing today. You know, he's going to get you the podcast. But yeah, that's something.
So, you know, interesting article. More people are optimistic. America depends upon the franchise economy. Money's tight. Adopt the servant mentality. Always be prepared. Everyone's an entrepreneur, and never stop innovating.
Wow, great article. And this was in allbusiness.com?
Yes.
Okay. It's another one of those great articles. I mean, the articles that you've been presenting on the show, I mean, are just fantastic. I mean, I think it's like the last 5 weeks in a row. I always say, wow, this is my favorite one.
Yeah.
You know, for a lot of different reasons. So I'd like to go back to this one. And refer
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I'm due for a raise, you know?
There you go.
Here's something else, Marty. Franchisee Forum, the keys to longevity. A veteran Subway franchisee offers 4 tips on how new franchisees can prepare a business for long-term growth. This is an article by Robert Thomas. This is in QSR Magazine. After running nuclear reactors for submarines, Lauren Goodridge was ready to be his own boss. Navy alum Goodridge became a Subway franchisee in 92 and has since been recognized for his strategic planning skills by Subway CEO Fred DeLuca and grown his franchise company to 20 units. Armed with military refined leadership skills and a strong sense of entrepreneurship, Goodridge continues to actively strategize for his units and push for continual productive growth for both his business and the Subway brand. He shares his tips on how newer prospective franchisee can develop his business and plan strategically in an ever-changing marketplace. The first thing he says is don't do anything without strategic research. The first thing anybody should do if they want to own a franchise is go and talk to other franchisees for that particular brand. Find people to help and mentor you through the beginning stages of the ownership process. If you see happy franchisees that are making money, you are on the right track. Networking with other franchisees can lead to long-term partnerships. Two of my most trusted associates run and oversee a combined 9 of my franchises. Each is in charge of day-to-day operations and in return receive a certain percentage of ownership. Without networking with these two individuals, I would have inevitably lost control of my operations if I took on any more franchises.
Wow.
So that's pretty good strategy. People he knew a while, he came in, had them help with management, gave him some ownership. He probably has a lot of peace of mind with that.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't go at this alone, can you, Don? I mean, again, you know, a person cannot be great at everything, and that's the whole thing with franchising is, you know, you really should use as many resources as possible, you know, whether it's you and I have spoken about franchise attorneys, accountants, just using that franchise disclosure document to your advantage and just speaking to as many people as possible. It's one of the reasons I love having the franchisees on the show as well. Like, you know, we'll talk to Kristen. You know, I'm certain that she spoke to present franchisees within the Max Muscle system, you know. So, yeah, it's such an important part. It really is one of the most important parts of buying a franchise.
Right.
It's research. It's homework. It's a lot of work. You said something interesting last week when Mira was talking about, I think she mentioned or she referenced that there's 3,500 franchise systems out there now. I didn't realize it was up to that number. I said, Jesus. I said, well, you know, when did that happen? Because we've been quoting about 2,500 to 3,000. But where do you begin? You know, and you asked, you said it makes it more difficult for the prospective franchisee today that you have all these choices. You know, in the older days, if you had maybe 1,500 or 1,400 choices to choose from, I think it made it a little easier. You know, you narrow it down to industry, perhaps, and you know, you kind of filter it out from there. But today, wow, it's a lot of work.
It might be overwhelming. It's nice to use a franchise consultant. You know, that's a whole other conversation. But, yeah, I mean, but this person.
I don't know if I told you this. Yeah, I was just wanted to tell you that I was, when I was presenting 2 years ago, it was 2 or 3 years ago in Chicago, I came across a young fella. And after I made my presentation, he came up to me and he says he's definitely interested in buying a franchise. So after he heard my presentation, he says, I think I have all the traits to make a successful franchisee. And he was documenting his franchise search on video. And I just got an email from him last week saying that he bought into a pizza franchise. So I think we're going to get him on the show as well. But it would be interesting to actually watch that video and see like where he began. I know it took him over a year and a half to come to a decision, almost 2 years.
Hear a story. It sounded like he was very detailed. Might be like a blueprint of what other people should follow in searching for a system. Yeah, I'd be interested to speak to him and hopefully have him on the show.
Yeah, no, I think that would be wild, you know, and it would be great to watch his video. I think he's got, you know, hours and hours and hours of video material, so now he's got to come up with editing the whole thing, you know, to probably like maybe an hour documentary. But it would be a great place to kind of release it on Franchise Interviews. You know, we distribute it, you know.
Tell him we just want to watch the edited version.
Okay. Imagine watching it, you know, 50 hours of video or 100 hours of video that he's actually recorded, you know. It just must be interesting. I would love to see something like that. I don't think anybody's actually done a video like that of a franchise search, you know. And just great information. So, So once
good.
Again, great, you know, great articles, Don. So good job. So why don't we do this? I see our guests, Bill and Kristen, have called in. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews. Nice job, Don.
Come
Coming up in segment two, they were rated by Entrepreneur Magazine as one of the top retail franchises in 2010, a top 500 franchise in 2010, and by Military Times Magazine as a 2010 Best for Vets Business. And that's coming up in segment two of Franchise Interviews.
Big now!
Okay, you've got my attention.
It's a rare event in the world of franchising when an opportunity comes your way that can and will thrive in almost any economic environment. It's here, and its name is Big Mouth Advertising.
Big Mouth.
BMA is a leader in the exciting world of mobile media advertising. Why is mobile media advertising able to defy the economic cycles? The answer is obvious. In times of economic weakness, advertising is crucial for survival as the consumer dollar is scarce and the competition fierce. What is mobile media? It's the newest and fastest growing segment in the advertising world. Mobile media brings the message directly to the consumer. Mobile media goes to the consumer in traffic, where he eats and where he plays. It quite simply cannot be turned off or thrown out. And when you join the Big Mouth team,
Big Mouth,
as a franchisee, you are joining the best. The Big Mouth advantage is simple and successful. We invest in a strong infrastructure and in great people. As a franchisee, you have access to this entire system, including telemarketing, sales maximization, general and administrative support, design and creative services, even billing and collection services. All you need is a mobile media vehicle, a driver, and the willingness to create a financially sound and limitless business for yourself. There are no long-term leases to sign, no expensive build-outs, no office personnel to hire. You will be part of the Big Mouth advertising community and share its entire website and reception services, as well as its complete back-office services. This virtual office guarantees you the freedom to close those sales that will make you a success. We are so proud of our successes that we have voluntarily disclosed our revenue statements. Now, how many other franchises are doing that? Even in these historically rough financial times, Big Mouth Advertising has become a dominant force in the mobile media industry. Join the Big Mouth team and take the first step toward financial freedom. Please call Ron at 888-98-GO-BIG. That's 888-98-GO-BIG.
Big Mouth!
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Franchise Interviews. We're asking the Franchise Pros 101. I'm your host Marty McDermott with my co-host Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And as we were saying earlier, Don, we have a great show today because we're meeting with Bill Warner, Max Muscle Sports Nutrition Vice President of Franchise Development, and Kristen Wood, franchisee of Max Muscle Sports Nutrition. And established in 1991 by former NFL linebacker Joe Wells, Max Muscle Sports Nutrition is America's premier sports nutrition retail outlet and franchise system. Hey, Bill. Hey, Kristen. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning. You're welcome. Hi, hi guys. Joining us is my co-host, Don Johnson, and I know, Don, you wanted to say good morning to Bill and Kristen.
Yeah, hey, Bill. Hey, Kristen. Bill, I've known for a while. Glad to have you on, Bill. Talk Max Muscle. So,
hello, Don.
How are you this week?
Good, good. Thanks for having us on, gentlemen.
No problem.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Bill, I thought I'd start off with you and ask you where you're calling from this morning.
This morning I'm calling from sunny Scottsdale, Arizona.
Oh, nice. And how's the weather there today?
It's supposed to be in the mid-60s, so quite nice this time of year.
Nice. Wow, that's fantastic. And Kristen, how about yourself? What part of the country are you in?
I'm in Fairfax, Virginia, where it's cloudy and cold, and I'm not thinking very nice thoughts about Bill right now.
Same here. Absolutely. Oh, geez. Well, you know what? How about, Bill, we'll start off with you, and maybe you can talk a little bit about what you were doing before joining Max Muscle Sports Nutrition.
I was with another franchise concept, and the business model catered to physicians that were looking for a standalone cash business. And I was able to achieve some success in that system and was actually recruited by the folks that have Max Muscle. They asked me to come and help them with their concept. I investigated very closely, spent quite a bit of time meeting with the executives, and also went through the process as a consumer so I could understand what the end user was experiencing, and was very favorably impressed, and decided I wanted to join Max Muscle. I'm coming on 3 years ago now, and very exciting concept, and we're fortunate to help a lot of customers and also fortunate to help a lot of business people who want to enjoy a different quality of life and run their own business.
That's fantastic. It sounds like you're enjoying yourself with the organization. And Kristen, how about yourself? What was interested in what you were doing in your past life, the franchisees especially? What were you doing before joining?
Well, certainly nothing to prepare me for my current career with sports nutrition. I spent almost two decades working for the federal government as an intelligence analyst. So had a phenomenal opportunity and a great career and just loved everything I did, but it didn't afford me kind of the quality of life I wanted to spend time with my kids and really, you know, live. So, you know, I kind of came to Max Muscle looking for a big, big change in, you know, not only what I did for a living, but, you know, how I got to live my life.
Were you looking, Kristen, at this type of industry, or did you always have an interest in you know, this category, or it just came about and you said, well, this is interesting, and I believe in the future of this? Is maybe tell us a little bit of that.
Sure. Well, I played sports in high school and college, you know, Division III, you know, bottom of the ladder, but so nothing, you know, outrageously competitive. But, you know, I really lost a lot of my opportunity to take care of myself as, you know, career gets busy and you get to be, you know, a more senior officer and you have kids and responsibilities and things like that. So, you know, unfortunately for me, in my last couple of assignments, I got thyroid disease, had high cholesterol, I'd gained about 25 pounds, and I realized I'd gone through about 250 Excedrin migraine in the last 3 months. And then I was diagnosed with melanoma and my mom died, all in like a 6 to 8 week period.
Wow.
So, you know, I can be a little bit slow on the uptake, but, you know, even I got, you know, I'm really living the wrong life. So I hired a personal trainer who came to my house 3 days a week, and as part of me getting better and recovering from all of this and, you know, kind of reclaiming a healthy life, supplements were a big part of that. You know, protein powders, multivitamins, fish oils. And, you know, over the course of a few years, I really got to be, you know, very, very healthy and kind of recovered. And so as I was looking to do something different with my life, my personal trainer and I decided, you know, we really wanted to go into business together. And we started looking at franchise opportunities because we knew we didn't want to start a business from scratch. We really wanted to take advantage of a proven system with, you know, existing leadership and in a market that had incredible potential to grow. And as we started investigating franchise concepts, Max Muscle really percolated to the top. And as we dealt with people in that system, more and more, you know, it's just we liked the leadership. The more we interacted with people who were part of the company, the better we liked it. And that really was very, very different from our experiences with some of the other concepts we looked at. So, and we've been in the system now 3.5 years, and you know, just couldn't be happier with our decision.
Excellent. So, Bill, tell us about the history of Max Muscle and when you began franchising and how it's getting to be such a strong franchise today.
Certainly, the company was founded by a gentleman named Joe Wells. Joe had the opportunity to play football in the NFL back in the early 90s, the early 80s. And as he was going through his professional career, he was needing to avail himself of high-quality nutritional supplements to help him with his very heavy exercise and workout and just staying in shape as a professional athlete, realized that there wasn't a lot of high-caliber, high-quality, science-based nutritional supplement products on the market, and made the conscious decision that when he transitioned out of the NFL, he was going to step into that void, manufacture those products, promote them to his professional athletes and folks who had a healthy lifestyle and fitness, and began manufacturing in 1991, got into the retail space in 1995 because so many folks were purchasing his product wholesale. And as he observed the business morph, in 2001, Joe and the corporate executives made the conscious decision to convert their business model to a franchise to give them some consistency of messaging, experience and education of the people that work in the businesses, community outreach component, and they spent 3.5 years building corporate infrastructure that would allow them to support a nationwide franchise. And in 2004, we opened up our first franchise store actually here in Scottsdale, Arizona, and that is still operating to this day. And we've now grown over to 150 stores in 38 states. The business model has shifted considerably since Joe formed a company. We found that the general public are really paying attention to their health and fitness, and they're 90% of our consumers. 10% of our folks are still hardcore athletes, and that's great, but the general consumer has really come in to the marketplace for us, and our big differentiator that we provide the consumer besides high-quality product is an education and a mentoring environment, trying to find out what is that person trying to accomplish, what's their stated goal or objective, is it a weight loss, weight gain, more energy, quality of life, and then we educate them with nutrition, appropriate physical activity exercise, and products, all designed and geared towards helping them accomplish what their stated goal is. And by putting those three things together, our consumers get results quickly, and they build a relationship with folks like Kristen and her staff. So it's a very upbeat environment where we're really helping and mentoring people long-term. Great return and referral business for us.
Excellent. Yeah, I mean, of course, the franchising model is what Marty and I are so, pro-franchise, obviously, with not being in business for yourself, getting that support is so key. So I'm sure you're both excited about the growth of Max Muscle. How big is the industry, Bill? Any specific numbers?
I do. The industry itself, from the Health and Business Journal, quoting it, $22 billion a year, and that's in the health and nutrition products. That's not even bringing into consideration the weight loss market, which we've really tapped into the last few years. So huge, huge industry, and we've really been ahead of the pack for now going on 7 years in that there really isn't any national competition for us. Plenty of folks sell product, but no one's business model is designed and geared around educating and mentoring the consumer. They're just a commodity business. Our model is a consulting and a commodity business, and the customers really like that interaction.
I like the custom program, personalized plan to have someone reach their fitness goals, their weight goals. I think that's key. That's what people need these days. So they're maximizing. They're given a game plan. All people need help. Whatever category. But for this, I think that's what's important about Max Muscle.
Sure. Well, Kristen's a prime example of it. She went through some serious health challenges, and understood that by getting some physical activity, modifying what she was eating, and the use of appropriate and science-based nutritional products, she was able to turn things around and enjoy the quality of life that she's doing now. So she's a poster child for what we do for our individual customers on a daily basis, and I'm sure she could speak to that in much greater detail than I can, but very pleasant business, and we're fortunate that we're able to help a lot of people.
Well, and Bill, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's a feel-good business. I mean, in addition to, you know, all the business decisions to be involved in it, you know, we are a very big part of our community, regardless of whether the Max Muscle store is. So, you know, we're working closely with, you know, schools and police departments and fire departments and, you know, local governments and individuals in the population. And really that whole focus that you mentioned is really what it is how do we help you reach your goals? So whether it's a high school athlete looking to gain size to play football or someone looking to recover from, you know, chemotherapy or to, you know, overcome the effects of high cholesterol blood pressure, it's just an opportunity for people to come in and get some answers. We don't know everything, but we certainly can find out a whole lot. And I think that really commitment to each individual customer who walks in is one of the big differentiators for Max Muscle Sports Nutrition. It's not just about what's on sale or what's the discount or, you know, anything like that. It's really what do you need for your situation. And I think it's just it's an incredibly rewarding business opportunity.
I imagine so, Chris. You know, and it's interesting. How has the recession impacted you guys? I mean, I'm just thinking as you're talking about this, Kristen, I mean, when it comes to your health, I don't think that people are going to say, well, it's a recession, I'm going to stop buying the product. Has the recession impacted you guys? Have you seen anything?
You know, I think what, and Bill can talk to this a little bit, but I think for consumers, what we've seen is that, you know, maybe they're not buying that big flat screen TV or replacing their car as soon. But it's lower cost items like nutritional supplements, like gym memberships, that don't really seem to be affected because it is what you can do. You can feel good about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't that expensive. And so our, you know, we opened, we have two stores open. Both of them have opened during the recession. So, you know, we're operating. We're still, you know,
That's
still doing well, serving in customers. You know, we're growing. You know, our stores are growing. I think last year, the store that's been open 3 years grew 22%. So,
wow.
You know, I can't tell you what it would have been, but if it would have been better in a non-recession, you know, you'd be seeing me dancing in the streets. So, you know, I think it's a really, I think it will do better as the economy does better, as, you know, most businesses will. But if you think about, having operated for as long as we have during this recession and still grown as well as we have, I think it's a pretty recession-resistant business area.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
That,
I think you're right,
absolutely.
Kristen. People are not going to, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people who are unhealthy in the country, and people, you know, go to their doctors and they say, well, I'm overweight or you know, I have to do something, and yeah, I love sports, and I guess there's always going to be, you know, plenty of those type of people around. So that's good to know. And then in your business, too, I get you, I bet you there's a lot of nice word of mouth. If someone's happy going through and being a customer and they're happy with their results, you know, Bill, maybe you can talk about that. I guess that's I don't know if Max Muscle tracks that, but there must be a good percentage of people who tell their friends, and that's where your business comes from.
There is a high repeat and a high referral component to the business, and we pay careful attention to training and educating the staff that it really is about their one-on-one interaction with the consumer. We call it the Max Muscle in-store experience. And by creating that experience and really taking the time to understand and work with someone, the consumer is very savvy in the marketplace, and they get that. They know if they're trying to be sold something or if someone is really taking an interest in them and trying to give them some guidance and education. And product is, it's almost an afterthought, but, you know, geez, we happen to have things that can assist you. And it's not all Max Muscle manufactured product in the stores. We've very carefully screened over many years very high caliber, high quality other manufacturers' products to give the consumer that variety.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, our Fairfax location has been open for a little more than a year, maybe 15 months.
Uh-huh.
And just as an example, I have one customer who came in as, you know, several months after we opened, and I've counted up recently, and he has himself sent in 40 people over the course of time, and they have referred people. And so, you know, just in terms of a geometric expansion of the business, I mean, it's that the power of an individual customer and your ability to influence their lives and help them, and, you know, them becoming walking testimonials for you, it's remarkable. And I think unlike the gym industry, which is, I think, really penetrated in that, you know, you have the big box gyms like Gold's and Lifetime and things like that. There's a lot of boutique gyms, which are, you know, fantastic, really interesting businesses, but there's a lot of them. And in sports nutrition, as Bill was mentioning, there's one nationwide retailer that does, you know, the sports nutrition supplements part and the nutritional counseling part, and it's Maximal Sports Nutrition. There just isn't anyone else. So it's just a great opportunity to be in that leadership role in an industry that's, you know, growing, you know, significantly every year.
Good point. Bill, what's been the most interesting thing that's happened to you since at the franchise? I imagine, you know, you're seeing some nice growth. Probably heard a lot of stories. Anything stand out?
It does. The amount of business people, very similar to, I'm sure, all your listeners here today, who are looking for an alternative to the corporate lifestyle. Again, I'll point back to Kristen. She was living the corporate lifestyle, and that takes away from family time, personal time, quality of life. And as the recession has, you know, really hit the nation hard over the last few years, we see more and more business people looking to reclaim that quality of life and family environment while being able to obviously have a nice income, provide for their families in an industry where it's a feel-good business. Again, we're helping people in our communities, and a lot of our franchise owners get tremendous satisfaction from those relationships and helping people in their communities with these challenges of a healthy lifestyle. We watch the national
right.
news media beats our drum literally every day that we're out of shape, we don't eat well, our kids are in serious problems with their being overweight. Well, this just runs right up our flagpole, and we reach back and help people accomplish these challenging things through education and superior product.
And plus hearing the stories, Bill, I imagine it must feel great, because especially during these times when people don't know what to do. Marty and I are always, I don't know if you heard the first segment, but we, over the last few years, we've told stories of people who were downsized and unemployed, and that can really beat you down. And, you know, what do these people do? And a lot of times franchise has saved them, and people are nervous about owning their own business and taking that risk, but a lot of people are realizing they have to control their own destiny, and they have to do something, and it's nice to have that training and support of a proven brand to increase your success rate. But hearing those people now making more money, being happier, like you said, the quality of life, those type of stories must be reassuring and nice to hear.
It really is, and that's one of the things I'm really blessed to have the opportunity to help business people analyze the model, see if it fits their goals and personality, and if it does, it can be a great fit. So just as Kristen and the store employees spend the time with the consumer to understand what they're trying to accomplish and give them recommendations, I do that on a national level in talking with business people, trying to understand our franchise model, understanding what are they trying to accomplish, what are their objectives, what kind of lifestyle things are they trying to do, and is that achievable in our business model? So that's the other part of business I really enjoy. And at a high level, I think I should certainly mention, we have no corporate stores. So we're solely dependent on choosing and partnering with business people as franchisees and doing everything we can at a corporate and a local and a regional level to get them out of the blocks quickly and help them ramp their business up to whatever degree of financial success they want to achieve. And so that's a very exciting part of what we do, and love talking with people I've invited into the system and who are up and running and benefiting from this lifestyle and helping folks. It's a great relationship, and we get to be friends on a personal level, and a lot of satisfaction in that.
I'll tell you, I'm sold. Marty, do you want to open up a franchise?
It sounds good to me. So, Chris, we have to take a quick break. Can you guys stick around for another segment?
Certainly.
Sure.
That's cool. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise Interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919. Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand? The opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach.
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know, the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Hello.
Kristen, why don't you tell us a little bit about training and how that whole process went with you? It's, you know, obviously, when someone's investing in a franchise, it's so crucial. How was that process with Max Muscle?
It's a really well thought out process. I know clearly there have been a lot of franchisees who came before us, and they've continued to tweak and play with the system so that people can learn not only the product line, and to understand the differences between various proteins or vitamins or things like that, but really understand how to do the nutritional counseling. And so there's a certification process that takes place, and it's very well streamlined at this point. So, you know, I joke sometimes that no one grows up to be a sports nutrition coach. No one grows up to be a certified nutrition coach. And, you know, it's a learning process. And I think the certification can take a few months. Depends upon how much time and someone devotes to it. But it really is a lifetime learning process. You know, as I learn more about Crohn's disease or, you know, thyroid disease or whatever it is, there are more and more things that, you know, we can work with folks on to see if they can be helpful to them. So it's an opportunity to learn a new skill and then continue to hone it over time while building a business and, you know, really becoming a central part of the community.
We're speaking with Bill Warner, Max Muscle, and Kristen Wood in the Virginia Market franchisee for Max Muscle. And yeah, I'd like you to both answer the next question, maybe talking about a typical day to be a Max Muscle franchisee. Maybe you can start out again, Kristen, talking about how a day goes for you.
There's no such thing as a typical day.
Yeah.
And actually, I love that. I never know what I have a plan. and it really goes according to plan. But most businesses open around 10. So for me, I have children and I have a chance to get them off to school and get them going, work from home a little bit, and then oftentimes head into the store to work with individual clients or my employees.
Right.
We also spend a lot of time doing nutritional seminars, and I'm working with people in the community. I did a large presentation for the Fairfax County SWAT team, for example. I've spoken to countless high school football teams, lacrosse teams, basketball teams, really about how to increase muscle mass. So it's an opportunity to be on the go a lot if you want to be. It's an opportunity to work with mentoring and training individuals to be employees and store managers, and then really to kind of shape and craft the kind of business model you want. Because the business model exists. The franchisor has done an amazing job creating a workable, functioning, terrific model. But each store a little bit reflects the personality of the folks who run it.
Right.
So there's an opportunity to really customize and individualize it to suit you and your spouse or your friend or your business partner's priorities, and I really like that about Max Muscle.
And Bill, I'm sure you hear that might be kind of typical, I guess, your discussions, a lot of the franchisees, how their typical day is.
Very much so. They're going to be reaching out into folks in the community where they have a comfort level. As their business revenues start to plateau or peak a little bit, we're going to educate them and encourage them to reach out into some other areas in their community where they might not have a connection, where they can reach out and help those people and generate more brand awareness and bring a different segment of people into the store. One of the great things about the system, we've set our store territories and our owners up with enough room where it frees them up to share what they're doing in their store with all the other owners in the system and with us. So all these best practices, the marketing, the community outreach programs, Kristen and her peers share with each other what they're doing in their business to help them be more fiscally responsible, better with employee relations, better at community outreach. So it's a very dynamic and what I like to call a franchisee-friendly environment. We're all helping each other. There isn't a competition to try and get each other's customers. So it's a very friendly environment, and family is used a lot when we get together on an annual basis. A lot of friendships, a lot of mentoring between store owners and their employees. That's a real fun part of the business to watch happen.
And also what's nice about being in a franchise, you really have so many partners and alliance partners, and everybody's, you know, you're all part of the same team, like you said. The bigger and better Max Muscle gets, the better it is for everybody, so why not help each other out? Any advice, Bill, you've been in franchising for a while, any advice to give an aspiring entrepreneur looking to buy a Max Muscle or franchise in general?
Ask a lot of questions of yourself and of the franchisor. Again, a part of my education process and my counterpart that helps business people analyze this business, we really try and find out what is the budding business person, entrepreneur, what are you really trying to accomplish? What gives you satisfaction? What were some of the things that you really enjoyed in your business career? And let's talk about family and personal life and really what you enjoy doing. So it's critical for us that we partner and choose our franchisees wisely. We've taken our growth very slow on purpose, trying to identify people that we believe are a good fit for us.
Right, that's so smart, yeah.
As they're looking real hard at Max Muscle, well, we're looking at them also. So it's a two-way information exchange. It's a fun process. Not everybody goes all the way through. Either myself or they might say, geez, just not a good fit for us. And we can reach through the phone and shake hands and wish each other well and move on. But by finding folks that our business model resonates with them and their skill sets and what they like to do resonate with us, it has historically made for some great partnerships.
Yeah, and you said it perfectly. That's always the correct way to grow a system. You're right. Not everybody is going to be the right fit. And it's better to part ways if you don't feel that person is going to be successful or maybe they're too entrepreneurial. and don't want to follow a system. So good points there, Bill.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Bill and Kristen, we have about 30 seconds. Bill, what's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee? Are there any websites they can go to, any numbers they can call?
Toll-free direct is 877-330-0730. And the website is maxmusclefranchise.com.
Easy enough. And I want to thank both of you again. You've been fantastic guests. And Don and I would love to have you both back in the near future.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you
best
so much for letting us be a part of it.
Thanks, Bill and Kristen.
No
have
problem.
A great day.
Great
Take
job,
care.
You guys.
So,
thanks.
Huh, Don?
Oh, yeah, which I knew it would be. It's interesting franchise. They're doing well. Bill knows what he's doing. Kristen's looks like an excellent franchisee. So,
yeah.
It's a great story.
I always love hearing, you know, how they selected the particular franchise opportunity that they got into, you know. And this seems like one of those feel-good franchise opportunities at the same time, doesn't it, Don? You know?
Right.
I'd probably go as far as saying it is recession-resistant. You know, again, she had a great story, you know, talking about her health and things like that. And, you know, and I know a lot of people in that situation, you know. So your health is just something that you don't compromise on, so... I think they're a great franchise. You know, again, love to have them back. So good job today, Don. And for our listeners, go to franchiseinterviews.com, gofranchise.com, franchisefunding.net, the new Franchise World Radio, where you can hear hundreds and hundreds of shows on the topics of franchising. And I'll be talking to you next week, Don.
Have a great day.
Thanks, everyone. Take care.